What do we do with the heart-wrenching stories people tell us? Why do they tell us these stories in the first place? Is it enough just to understand how they feel? Or I wonder if there's some part of them that hopes that we'll do something. Which made me ask myself that question today. At what point does it become my business? When should I decide to take action and do something? Sometimes I'm just left with this feeling that there's nothing I can do. And in those moments, my heart breaks for people. And, you know, if I absorb so many of these stories, I just want to forget them, let them go. But today I really wanted to do something, and I just had this feeling like I have to be able to do something, and couldn't really do really anything, except tell you guys. So this is actually my real adventure for today. I recorded an experimental episode on a new word that I learned when the building manager came to my apartment today. The new word was guyon, which means soundproofing or sound insulation. They're installing new windows for free in my apartment complex, but my landlord's not too interested in that. Another story. So anyway, I thought about what really was the highlight of my day, and it was going to the bank. I ran into a woman that I have run into before on a few different occasions. She is an older woman. I want to say maybe about 5'3", short, black and gray hair, just above her shoulders. And she always has three toddlers with her, babies. So, her story in a nutshell, of course, well, let me go back to the beginning. We first met when I was sitting alone at a Subway sandwich restaurant, and she noticed a foreigner. And I noticed her, she and her fellow friend that was also taking care of the kids came over, and they just sat. They didn't order any food, but they kept looking at me. They kept talking about me, you know, and I, of course, understood every word, and they knew by the way that I looked at them that I understood what they were saying. And I couldn't help but notice, I kept wondering about them because these three kids did not look Chinese. For one, they didn't have, you know, Asian-looking eyes. I thought maybe they were an ethnic minority, maybe from Xinjiang, because they just had very European features, especially one of the girls, just huge, round eyes, big, beautiful brown eyes, and slightly kind of hazel-colored in one of the boys. So they were all the same age. They're triplets, twin boys and a girl with a full head of hair, kind of wavy hair. And eventually we got done talking and they said, you know, that the children were my countrymen. And they told me the story about how the mother somehow, who's from Mexico, got married to their Chinese father, had the triplets, and then went back and abandoned them. So, I don't understand quite how they were Mexican and my countrymen, because I told them I'm American. I thought, maybe she's from New Mexico, maybe she's Mexican-American, I don't know, couldn't really get that out of them. Because she kept insisting that Mexico and America were like the same place or something. I don't know. Anyway, so I ran into this woman again at the bank today. And, you know, she only had two of the kids with her. I've run into them a couple times. Enough to know, you know, to recognize the kid who wasn't there. Because I don't think that the boys are fraternal. The older one's name is Michael. And so he's the Lao Da. So anyway, The woman was really angry today at the bank. We saw each other this time and, she was friendly. She's like, oh, you know, it's you again. And, she said, to the kids, like, oh, say hi to Ai and everything. And then she started talking about the kid's mother, basically saying that she had abandoned them, that she only wants money and that she doesn't want to see the kids anymore, that they had to pay like $100 a month to get milk because she didn't want to pay for milk for her own children, or let alone be there to breastfeed her kids herself. She said that when they contacted her, the mom just wanted money for a car, and that the mom now has a boyfriend and she's not interested in the kids at all. And the grandmother became very agitated and she just spit like right on the floor in the bank. And it was kind of like, she wants nothing to do with them. She just got really into it. And I was kind of like, it was just as if she started talking to me as if I were the mom. Or even though she was kind of playing the role of the mom and acting out how the mom had acted to them. And it was kind of strange. Needless to say, the grandmother's a little bit eccentric. Two of the people working at the bank were kind of, looking at each other, looking at me, because here's this woman telling this, personal story to this foreigner and everything. And I just had this idea, like, I don't know, when I left, like, why is she telling me this? Like, she had said at one point in the conversation, like, your countrymen. And so I wonder if it's kind of, I don't know, if there's some sense of responsibility that I've put on myself. Like, oh, this is what's happening to these half-American kids abroad. I don't know. Who are growing up without their mother, and it's kind of a sad situation. So, yeah. I just thought, what kind of mother would abandon her children? And, three beautiful babies. They're walking, and I think they're talking a little bit. But I just thought, why is she telling me this story? And what am I to do with this? I don't know. I left, and then I went back to the bank like 5 minutes later thinking, I don't know, maybe she wants me to talk to the mom. Because I had asked her earlier, the mom doesn't speak any Chinese. I thought maybe I can help her if I speak English. And I just kept thinking, like, are we as a society, whether a global society or just, our local communities, are we really responsible for each other? Are we really, a village that raises kids? Are we people who take care of each other? Or is it just not my business? I'm not going to do anything. And what can you do? I don't know. Maybe there's nothing that I really could have done. But I hear these stories a lot. Not stories about abandoned children, but just heartbreaking stories for one reason or another, and I want to do something. The more you know, the more you just feel powerless to change, powerless to have any positive effect on the world. So I thought, I don't know, is that outrageous? Is it just like, is it outrageous to want to do something, or is it just... 不管我, sure, has nothing to do with me. So, 算了, forget about it. What is it? What should I do? Why was I so affected by this experience? It wasn't a particularly heart-wrenching story, but for some reason it just resonated with me, their experience, that pain. I haven't personally experienced anything like this in my life, but I think I felt for them partially because they were my fellow Americans. And since moving to China, I've felt more of a kinship for my countrymen than I ever had before. I know Americans don't typically have a strong sense of national unity the way that people from smaller countries do. And I wasn't particularly patriotic before moving to China. But now I kind of feel that, like, yeah, you know, I feel for these American kids who are growing up in a foreign country. So there's that. And also the fact that they are biracial. They're half Chinese and half Mexican, and I'm half black and half white. And, you know, I get that, being mixed. And I feel for them, again, growing up in a homogenous society that might not accept or understand them. Another thing about me, I am really passionate about the English language, and I know that they're going to be losing their mother tongue. When I first met them, you know, they were communicating with each other in English, even just at two and a half years old. They can understand and respond, and their grandmother doesn't speak any English at all, and she's their primary caregiver, so they're going to lose that. And, you know, part of their culture, part of that benefit that you'd naturally have, because it is a gift to speak English as a native language, you know, being bilingual and all that. And then, of course, it's Mother's Day, so got me thinking about my own mom and the impact that mothers have on their children. And they're going to grow up without theirs. So it's kind of sad. Just reflecting on this story and on what we do with the stories we hear. Maybe they can teach us compassion. They can teach us about life. Maybe an appreciation for what we have. And, you know, how to care for people that don't have. So that's all for now. Talk to you guys soon. So I went back and listened to this most recent recording and realized I made a couple mistakes. The real one that I wanted to correct was that I suspect the boys are fraternal, that they're not identical. I misspoke. So yeah, I don't write anything beforehand because ain't nobody got time for that. But I do have time to go back and make corrections. So that's it for this episode. Talk to you guys later. I'd love to hear people's thoughts on what to do in these kinds of situations. Is it enough to just say a comforting word?